Today on Politico Energy, what's inside the long-anticipated energy bill that's finally arrived? EPA wants to improve its science advisory process, and the Energy Secretary and the EPA Administrator justify their agency's budget request before Congress. It's Friday, February 28th, and I'm your host, Kelsey Tamburino. After months of anticipation, Senate Energy Chairman Lisa Murkowski finally announced an energy package, incorporating more than 50 bills ranging from energy efficiency to carbon capture.
I think people are ready to pass something that they can say, this was good. This was good.
Senator Murkowski says she hopes the package will pass because she's worked with most senators to put it together.
I would say between the sponsors and the co-sponsors, because you want co-sponsors too, easily two-thirds of the Senate, three-quarters of the Senate.
However, the package does not mention reducing carbon emissions, which is one of the top issues for environmentalists. Instead, the senators sponsoring the bill argue that focusing on less controversial policies will help develop technologies to lower greenhouse gas emissions. Already, a procedural vote on the bill is scheduled for Monday, setting up debate on the floor next week. There is an independent group within EPA called the Science Advisory Board, or SAB, and it reviews and advises the agency on the scientific aspects of a lot of EPA's policies.
They advise EPA on sort of a broad range of its rulemakings, air stuff, water stuff, a pretty large amount. And they specifically, as the name would imply, look at how EPA use science.
I'm Alex Guillen, and I cover the Environmental Protection Agency for Politico.
The group is made up of more than 40 scientists, all chosen by the EPA administrator from a list of suggestions.
I think all of them have PhDs, so their meetings are a lot of fun, as you can imagine.
So, Alex, EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler announced a new process for the way this group of scientists will be working within the agency. What is it going to change?
It makes a number of changes. One of the really big ones is that instead of EPA a couple times a year updating members on what it's doing, Administrator Wheeler is going to have a monthly phone call or maybe an in-person meeting with the SAB chairman, who right now is Michael Honeycutt, who is a top toxicologist for the state of Texas. And then they'll update them monthly on what EPA is working on. And then Honeycutt, or in the future his successor, will decide which rules the SAB should review and which ones they don't need to worry about. And go from there.
This sounds like EPA would be giving a lot of responsibility to Honeycutt. What does he have to say about this move?
He told me that he was uncomfortable with that and other SAB members were uncomfortable with that because it put pretty much sole control up to him. And so what EPA did was they changed it in the final so that he can bring up to 8 other SAB members into those monthly meetings based on expertise, so whatever rules they're going to be talking about, if they're SAB members with a lot of knowledge about that area, they'll come in for that one meeting. And he also said he'll tend to err on the side of caution if there's some disagreement among all the other experts who he brings to these monthly meetings about whether something should be reviewed. He said if there's a disagreement, then he'll err on the side of caution and refer the issue to the full SAB.
And Alex, will this new process actually help the SAB work better with EPA?
That's the $64,000 question, and we'll see how things work out as they implement this over the coming few years. But it would be really hard-pressed to make things worse, to be honest. It's taken a long time for the SAB to get through the reviews that they've been wanting to do on a lot of the Trump administration's rollbacks. This means the SAB's comments on these proposed rules are coming out just barely before, sometimes after, the rules are actually finalized by EPA. So it's honestly, at that point, not very helpful to EPA to be able to incorporate and make the science better in those rulemakings. So it's difficult for the process to be slower at this point. So we'll see how things shake out in the coming years as implemented.
And while we're talking EPA, Administrator Andrew Wheeler was on Capitol Hill Thursday, justifying his agency's work to accelerate Superfund cleanups. Real quick, if you don't know what a Superfund site is, here's Politico's deputy energy editor, Nick Giuliano.
It's an old industrial cleanup site, right? Like factories or landfills or like, you know, anywhere that, where there's like widespread environmental contamination, EPA will declare that gets special attention, you know, for cleanup efforts and stuff.
And by special treatment, Nick means money. The Trump administration has requested a cut of over $100 million for the Superfund program. But in Thursday's hearing, Wheeler said the agency is trying to instead get that money from the companies that are responsible for the pollution. On the same day, a subpanel of the House Appropriations Committee heard from Energy Secretary Dan Brouillette, who said the Energy Department has not yet started looking for alternatives to the Yucca Mountain Nuclear Repository. And that his department would need Congress's approval to license an interim site. In the administration's proposed budget for fiscal 21, DOE requested $27 million to study alternative sites, interim sites, and keep Yucca Mountain secure. But committee members were not impressed by Brouillette's announcement that the agency does not yet have a plan for nuclear waste that doesn't involve Yucca Mountain. That's Marcy Kaptur, the chairwoman for the House Appropriations Energy and Water Subcommittee. In response, Secretary Dan Brouillette says his agency can't act because of the Nuclear Waste Policy Act. Subscribe to the Morning Energy newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. And subscribe to this podcast for free on your favorite podcast player. You can listen to the show on your smart speaker. Just search for the Politico Energy Podcast. Our producers this week are Carlos Prieto and Jeremy Siegel. The senior producer is Jenny Ament. And the executive producer is Irene Noguchi. Our editors are Matt Daly and Nick Giuliano. And on the show this week,
Ben LaFave,
Alex Guillen,
Nick Giuliano,
Anthony Andraga.
Thanks, and we'll be back again Monday.